is the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 8:15. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. I will take some phone calls. We have not had the opportunity to do that this morning. Talk to you folks.
Did you find out who your Elvis guy was?
Yep. I put it on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheMikeCaldaShow, where if you are following us and liking us, you are likely to find me.
Terry Elvis.
Nope. Jesse Elvis.
Oh.
You are likely to find me on that page doing some sort of sleeveless,
oh,
late night broadcast. Wish. Did anybody see that? I've been known to pop on ever since I figured out how to go full screen from my home. Although I have to tell you, the next thing you're going to see on this page is me abusing my children. My son just the minute he can be on the other side of the house, the minute I go live, he just stands in my doorway and stares at me. And you can see my arm kind of flailing at me telling, get out. But yeah, I know I do Facebook Live now from my home, so I'm enjoying it. Jesse Elvis. Elvis is now, I don't even know if Jesse Elvis is still alive. But they show you in this video, but I am not buying any of this. I think it's all crap, but it's an interesting video and look at what he looks like now, supposedly, which is kind of like Hulk Hogan without the beard and a lot of hair. And you could hear him singing now. This is Jesse, not Elvis. This is Jesse.
Okay.
Not Elvis.
Do you know who I am?
Wow.
Have you any idea who I am?
Yeah, you're Elvis. But they,
I know it's been quite a while, and it's so good to see you again.
Oh, you get the meaning of this, Calvin?
Yeah.
It's like Eddie and the Cruisers.
It's so dark in this place, I can't see your face. May we leave?
So they have a lot of photos of the two of them together, and they point out the physical features in the two and the flaws and how they both have the flaws. And yeah, that, by the way, none of this is true, but it's still interesting to look at.
Would you like to hear Orion singing?
Oh, Orion is Elvis.
Yeah, the Orion who they say is Elvis with the mask on. Here is him singing.
On a weekend pass.
Ooh, that's pretty good, too.
Have time to get home and marry that baby of mine.
That's pretty good,
so
Orion.
The chaplain.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Gallagher, too. It's like having an extra one. Later on in the week, our friend Dom Irrero will be here on Friday.
Thursday.
That's what I said, Thursday. And then Margaret Cho will be here on Friday.
Yes.
Both of them are in town doing comedy this weekend, both friends with each other, both friends of the show. And also, for the first time, I'm very excited about this, Ryan Hurst, who some of you know as Bertier from Remember the Titans, and some of you know as Opie Winston from Sons of Anarchy, both great roles, and on a show called The Outsiders and Taken, I believe. He's filming The Outsiders now and did a show called Taken that seems to be very popular, and I never heard of it.
The Outsiders, as in
no,
oh, okay.
That's what I thought. I would watch a television show about Pony Boy and his family.
No, don't remake that.
Don't remake it. But all we know is about Pony Boy and Johnny killing the guy. But I wouldn't mind seeing a show that was about their life besides that or before that.
Yeah,
okay. That could have been. I mean, it would have been great if it was Emilio Estevez and Tom Cruise,
right,
Patrick Swayze,
Matt Dillon,
but Matt Dillon especially. But
Dallas was the coolest.
Oh,
Dally.
You guys don't even know.
I don't even know. I mean, I saw The Outsiders when I was in middle school and seventh grade, and read the book and all that. But I don't really remember any. I just remember seeing it and then becoming an adult and recognizing all these faces in different movies and going, I can't believe they did a movie all together when they were all so young.
And then they did it again with Young Guns.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They did do it in Young Guns.
And what 70s pop star was one of the socias?
Leif Garrett.
That is correct.
Come on.
Wow. I don't know why
you
I
can't.
Asked you that.
Yeah.
Janet, good morning.
Good morning. Just a fact, when Elvis was born, he was born a twin.
Yeah.
And his brother died at birth. I didn't
supposedly,
know.
Supposedly he died.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he might have been Orion.
Well, you know, maybe they were really poor. Maybe they had to give one of them up for adoption.
Oh, man, they kept the right one.
Nice.
Imagine that, not knowing which one to keep. I got to get rid of one of these, and I don't know which one. One of them's going to be destined for greatness. The other one's going to wear a mask.
You know, back then people didn't talk about things like that, so who knows?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Janet.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. That's your lucky your mother didn't do that. I got four of these. I got to get rid of one of them. Welcome. The Elvis Dow is joining us on the show. Hello? Still musical.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis?
Yeah, I was in a tent.
Oh, that's Avocado Rocker. Mm-hmm. That's not Elvis.
By the way, we should dress him as Elvis.
Yes. Every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Alvo?
Yeah, I was in a talent show with an Elvis impersonator when I was like 16.
Yeah, what was your talent?
At TMI, at off St. Pete Beach by the Don Cesar.
What was your talent?
I played a 5-minute guitar solo.
5 minutes.
Jesus.
I was doing La Villa Stragiato and.
Hey, what's going on? Give me a health update.
You ever have a catheter installed in your wee wee?
No, thank God, Galvin has.
Oh, it's a rush, ain't it?
You got one right now?
No, I mean, back in December when I was in the hospital.
Why would you bring that up now?
Because I haven't talked to you in
a while. He misses it.
So that's where they stick a tube in there?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I had it done it twice before. You get used to it.
Just for fun?
Well, no, because I was in the hospital. I remember I was in a coma back in the day.
Is your wrist better, or is it still in a cast, or what's going on with your wrist?
I'm ready for Panama. When's the next gig?
Oh, man.
No. You ruined the last one.
Well, no, I didn't. I'm 2.5 out of 5.
Ooh, that is not a good record.
That's 50-50.
No, he's out.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your weenie feels better.
What?
Yeah. Thank you. The last thing I needed was a visual of him getting a catheter this morning.
Woof.
What do you think he's got going on over there?
Oh, no.
Hadn't shaved it since 74?
No way. No.
Big, disgusting, brittle hair bush.
Probably uncircumcised as well, for some reason.
Oh, no. I believe he's very circumcised. I think his mother did.
Very circumcised.
Extra. She went down halfway.
Yeah.
Swollen like his calves.
When he gets aroused, looks like a dog. A little lipstick, too.
Oh, no.
Swollen like his calves.
Yeah.
All veiny.
Just not healthy.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Jay?
Elvis was actually brown hair, and his hair was dyed. A lot of people don't know that. You can look it up online.
His hair, so what color was it? Blonde?
Brown.
Oh, brown.
Brown, and he dyed it black, so, because he said I guess he looked better. Like, he didn't look bad. It don't matter, but he looked good all the way around. But, yeah, they dyed it, you know, black. And also, he was buried in another area, and they tried to dig him up, and so they moved his body to you know, where it's at now, at Graceland. That's why they move his body there. That's what I read online.
Yeah, he's buried between his mama and his dead baby brother.
Yes, I was there last year. Across the street, they got the two jets, too, that he flew in.
Oh, I know. I've been on the jets, and I can't believe how much access you have to it, enough to where it was me and Big Dick were there, and Big Dick slapped a bumper sticker right on the jet, and I thought, well, here's where we get thrown out, and nobody said a word.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for your Elvis facts, sir.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man. There's a lot of things about Elvis I don't care about. Who cares about Elvis these days?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Like, when will that die off? Like, the next generation?
Probably. I don't know.
Like, I don't care about Marilyn Monroe anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I ever really did, but now with all the women, with all the strong, powerful women in entertainment we've had since then, do we really care about Marilyn Monroe? We had Pamela Anderson.
Right, but Elvis, I think, will be around for quite some time.
I don't know, because music, in general, leaning towards hip-hop. And the hip-hop people couldn't care less about Elvis.
And I would say Carrie Fisher is our generation's Marilyn Monroe. You know what I mean?
Who?
Carrie Fisher?
That's equal to you saying Iconic. Blink-182 is Van Halen, or Ed Sheeran is Van Halen,
Ed
whatever
Sheeran
you said.
Ed Sheeran is the next generation's best.
Stop it. Carrie Fisher is our Marilyn Monroe?
It's my Marilyn Monroe.
Where do you get that from?
Because she was super hot. She's dead now.
She was
She's an icon.
Never super hot.
Carrie Fisher was super hot when she was younger.
Never.
She's gorgeous.
She looked good in one thing, and that was a Jabba the Hutt slave outfit. Strong and outside woman. Of that, she was never hot.
Independent. She killed Jabba the Hutt, strangled him by herself. Took
not by herself.
Costume.
She did it with two droids and a Han Solo and a Boba Fett and a Lando Calrissian.
She was by herself strangling him, and then they rescued her.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, that's
you're out of your mind.
I'll take Ed Sheeran first before I take Carrie Fisher as a new Fisher. Marilyn Monroe.
It's factual.
It's just dumb. It's a dumb opinion. Even Carmen's calling you.
Yeah, that does. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, that doesn't surprise
me. But I mean, like, I will say, I don't think we have a Marilyn Monroe. I think we have the gold diggers.
Our Marilyn Monroe was Pamela Anderson, and then this generation's Marilyn Monroe is Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's just it. That's it. It's the one woman that everybody looks at that has no visible talent and is just really hot and people want to sleep with her.
Our that Elvis, our Elvis is Michael Jackson. Uh-huh. Who's your Elvis?
Huh?
Who's your guy's Elvis?
I don't know. I don't have an Elvis.
Right. There really isn't one, is there?
Not that.
No. Well, I mean, who's the hottest?
Like it's, single.
It doesn't matter who you say.
Jay-Z?
It's not even close.
Jay-Z or Elvis?
Not even close.
Puff Daddy?
Not even close.
Biggie?
Think of Elvis and Michael Jackson, and then who's the next in that line?
They said Chris Brown.
No way.
Chris Brown?
No way.
Because of his dance moves.
No, we're talking about the success of
worldwide.
He was supposed to be Drake.
No.
No.
Michael Jackson's record for number one single or whatever that was.
Listen to me. We're talking about somebody that's going
worldwide impact.
Worldwide impact, changed the way other people do music, and has more number one singles. I mean, we were looking at, you're looking at Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks, Janet Jackson, and somebody in that caliber. Drake isn't there.
Drake
isn't there.
Drake.
No, you're wrong.
I don't think so. This is all about opinion, so.
Yeah, your opinion's wrong.
That's not how that works.
I'm just, Galvin's right. You don't have a,
Yeah, we don't have one.
Yeah, but do you have a Madonna? A super strong, successful woman?
Do we claim Mariah Carey?
Top of the charts?
You don't. No. Mariah Carey's success was over in the 90s.
Yeah. Adele, but I mean, I'm sure she'll fade out the next 10 years.
But Adele's not like Madonna.
No, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She
Britney
is.
Was.
Britney, bitch.
Britney was, so she went crazy.
Yeah. That made her more, I think, you know?
But I'll give
and
you
then
that.
She brought it back. She had the kids, and now she's, you know.
Now she's in Vegas.
Success-wise, though, what's her name? Taylor Swift is.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift. I forgot about her.
T-Swizz is more successful. T-Swizz may be your Elvis.
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, definitely not Ed Sheeran. He's no Elvis.
Charlie Belcher is out at this place that makes...
he's my Elvis.
Sushi ice cream. Not sushi, but they roll it up.
Roll ice cream rolls, yeah.
Have you had that?
I have not, but it looks pretty interesting.
I had it in New York. My wife saw it online, and when we went to New York, we went and waited. It's right across the street from OHOP. And we went and waited for like an hour online just to eat ice cream that was rolled up.
So what is it? Is it like more icy or
they cook it on this thing and then they
yeah they call
scrape
it a grill,
it, roll
I saw.
It. It's not
like
a grill.
Ice
it's
grill,
ice.
Yeah.
It's basically it's grilling meets Cold Stone.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's just a different
Which
way to
Cold
present
Stone
it.
Cold Stone was never impressive.
No, I didn't think so either.
Oh, Cold Stone's good.
It's good, but
it's,
good.
But it's not like
just
blown
like
away.
Any other ice cream. You know what I mean? Like the time involved doesn't make it any better.
I don't need to see you making
that stuff.
Yeah,
that's the gimmick though with the rolls, right? Because they pour the cream on the coal, and then it becomes ice cream right in front of you.
Yeah, and then they scrape it off the thing. So to me, it looks like it's like what was left over from the guy before you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Although I'll try it. I mean, I've had it one time and it was pretty good, but it was nothing. It was okay.
Would you wait in line again for it? Yeah, no.
Nope. I would send you to go get it.
Yeah.
You know what the future of ice cream is? Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots.
Hey, Cindy.
Yes.
Just say it so I can hang up on you.
But it is.
Just say it so I can hang up on you.
Justin Bieber.
There you go.
He was on his way. He was on his way.
He can make a comeback.
If he makes a comeback, it'll be very similar to Michael Jackson. Child star.
Yeah.
Disappeared. Come back a different color, be a superstar. If Justin Bieber comes back black, I'll be very impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like if he came back super tan.
Right.
Dyed his hair black, came back super tan, and was like, this is just how I feel. I feel more like this. Or, yo, I feel more like this.
A couple people on Twitter are saying Anna Nicole Smith was our generation. No. Yeah.
She was lucky to be a Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
She's fat on drugs and died.
Yeah.
Although, I got to tell you, reality show was one of the best ever.
Oh, unbelievable.
Ronnie, good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I was
thinking Justin Timberlake would be this generation's Elvis.
Oh, no.
No.
He may be this generation's Tony Bennett. I'll give you that.
No. Okay, okay.
Like a second.
Think of the impact of Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis, first off, one name.
Yeah.
We say dancing, Elvis, you know exactly who he is.
Dancing hips.
Drake,
the dancing, like, huge crossover, could do everything.
Doing colored folks music.
And people, like, the guy's been dead forever. And people still talking. They still have...
Go big, to his old house.
Big conventions and stuff.
Yeah. People grow sideburns.
Look-alike contests.
Wear his hair. Zach, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Zach?
I actually got a back Spanish on this Carrie Fisher thing.
What?
For what?
She's totally the Marilyn Monroe of our time. See, okay, hear me out. For nerds like me, the Princess Leia outfit is just as iconic as the Marilyn Monroe white dress New York great thing.
Agreed.
Oh, okay, but that just means there was an iconic picture representing a time and a great series of movies. She, like Marilyn Monroe, whenever you saw her, she was hot. She was married to several superstars. She was the object of desire of presidents. Right. I mean, Carrie Fisher was hot for one movie.
But she also died young, and you don't know if Marilyn Monroe would have lived, how she would have turned out in her older years.
She would have looked gross like Carrie Fisher
did. Carrie Fisher turned into a goddamn orangutan. She should have been in the new Planet of the Apes.
Oh, my God.
Without any makeup. She looked like an old orangutan.
If they shaped an orangutan, as you look at Carrie Fisher, if they shaved it down, that's what you get underneath. How about this? Pamela Anderson, have you seen her now?
I have not seen her
now. Pretty horrendous.
Is she really?
Yeah, like she shaved her hair short, and her eyes are all wrinkly, and all, like, all that plastic surgery is catching up to her.
Yeah.
So.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, but I mean, that's age, you know what I mean? Right. None of us look good. I mean, I look good.
I'm telling you now, I want Line 5 to get in a car accident if they say that, if they even say that. This is ridiculous.
Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys, it's not a specific person, but the group Sublime, they were pretty iconic.
Out of your goddamn mind, Matt. You got to be kidding me.
They changed the music industry.
No, they didn't. They just incorporated ska kind of music in their rock.
They did their thing and whatever. Oh, come on. You're out of your goddamn mind. And anybody who likes Sublime, I don't like.
Well,
I'm telling you right now.
Let's honestly, though, when you think about music, you think Sinatra, Jay-Z, Sublime. Sublime.
Yeah, out of here, man.
That, I bet you also like Insane Clown Posse.
Oof.
That's that group.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say Korn.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I don't even want to take these phone calls because these are terrible suggestions. J-Lo.
So wrong.
Yeah. There is somebody who, I'll take both of you. Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I would say my suggestion would be Eminem.
Now, I think like Justin Bieber, Eminem was on his way, and then he kind of fizzled out a little bit.
Yeah, he's kind of faded out some, but I don't think there's too many options for this generation.
Look, Eminem is super successful. I'm a fan, but the problem is we're talking about somebody who is an extreme icon who's
an influence forever.
Thank you, sir.
I have one, and believe it or not, and I'm not really a fan, but I will give you this. And I think what it is they have to die young.
Yeah, agreed.
Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Cobain, but still nowhere near. Right. Still nowhere near Elvis
More
level.
Amy Winehouse?
No. Kurt Cobain was compared to John Lennon because he also, spoke to a generation.
Right, yeah.
Very poetic.
No Amy Winehouse. I will give you a little Lady Gaga, but basically she just stole Madonna's gig.
Right.
So, oh, yeah, totally.
Even her songs were similar. And I think she's very talented, but she did what she learned from Madonna.
Right.
What do you guys think about Daft Punk and their
introduction?
Okay, sorry.
You're not allowed to say the F-bug in this conversation, but I did want to ask you about Lady Gaga. Have you seen the whole hullabaloo about the Super Bowl performance?
No.
So they won't say exactly what it is, but she wants to do something so dangerous that they're having engineers and lawyers trying to clear it. Like, supposedly she wants to come in.
Sing live? Not for her. Yeah. She can do it. But,
yeah.
But Super Bowl, notorious for having people like the Chili Peppers didn't even play their goddamn instruments.
Yeah. She wants to be at the top of the stadium and then come in somehow.
Lion? Like zip line down?
Yeah, either zip line or come in on some sort of
awesome
floating flying machine or something like that. I don't like balloons. What are they going to do, shoot her down?
That'd be great.
It's not balloons, Carmen. It's some sort of floating flying machine. Come on.
They didn't say what it was. They said some sort of flying machine. Some sort of floating flying machine, jerks.
I don't know. She asked for a floating flying machine.
How do we get one?
Build it or buy it somewhere? I don't know.
Matt, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
What's up, Matt?
Listen, so I don't think there will ever be another Marilyn Monroe. And I don't think you could compare Carrie Fisher to her either, because Carrie Fisher was the nerd hot that we all love. But if there was an Elvis for this generation, like, I don't think there could ever be another Elvis again.
Right.
Like, there's just no comparison for how big he was. And I always liked in Pulp Fiction how it talked about you were either an Elvis fan or you were a Beatles fan.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Beatles. The Beatles, if you listen to them, were really a boy band. But they were the first boy band, and they did things to music that hadn't been done before. And then the more successful they got, the more experimental they became. And they became so super influential because they were the first one. Same thing with Elvis. Elvis wasn't that great, but Elvis was a dancer. He was a singer. He was super handsome. And he did things that nobody else did, and he became influential. So that's really what you need, is for someone to be so different and change things so drastically for them to be considered one of those icons. And nobody has really done that in a while. They've done a lot of repeat performances, but this name I think that you're about to give me is very talented, but certainly not in those ranks.
Yeah, see, I was going to say Bruno Mars for, like, the millennial generation of people, because he goes kind of, like, all over the place. He works with all these different people, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's super talented. Yeah, I would say I would give him more Prince than I would Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm
where does Beyonce fall? For our generation.
Like in Diana
flat
Ross.
Flat on her face.
Oh, how
like
dare
a Diana
you.
Ross or any strong.
She didn't change anything, really.
Neither did Diana Ross. She's just a good singer. And
great singer.
People love her, and, you know, she became iconic, but not in anywhere near the Mount Rushmore of Elvis and the Beatles.
And,
Michael
Jackson.
What about
Jackson?
Madonna? Like, she's not.
Yeah, Madonna was the first woman to really do it the way she did. Madonna used sex to sell things. She took a mediocre talent and turned that into becoming a superstar.
And really, really, Madonna with MTV was such a pairing. That made it huge. You know what I mean?
Right. She used a visual portion of MTV to do things that with sex that nobody else had done.
Yeah.
And she crossed a lot of lines, especially for a woman, and that's what made her as iconic as she was.
Because not only Black Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, not only did she do it, but she fought it, and she got smarter over time, and she knew how to do it the right way to get the attention. So that's why... and, you know, the same thing with Michael Jackson, just kept churning out hits and hits and hits. The phenomenon, Jesus Christ. I was walking around when I was 11 years old wearing a white glove that my Aunt Lena gave me.
Oh, yeah. Once you moonwalk, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, once you moonwalk and people go, oh, my God, he just flew backwards.
He flew backwards.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Oh. And then just changing your face all the time, and all of a sudden he's white one day, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I will never forget the look on my son's face when he saw a video of when Michael Jackson died, and he saw a video of young Michael Jackson.
Oh, man, it's mind-blowing.
And he was like, who is that? And I'm like, that's Michael Jackson. He's like, how is that Michael Jackson? He's black.
Yeah.
Like, in my son's mind, Michael Jackson was white.
Right.
Yeah.
Until even after he died, he didn't understand.
Well, you can go online, you can see, like, the morph over the years of him changing, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He goes from a little black kid to an old white lady.
Yeah. all right, there's a full board of phone calls, but I'm not going to take any of them because they say Marilyn Manson and Tupac and Whitney Houston, Rihanna, and get out of here and all that.